Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For years and years, whenever people would crap on living in the greater Rochester area, there were three common responses. We'd fire right back, right? Cost of living is low. That mostly still applies. You're not going to have your house destroyed by some crazy weather event, right? Yeah. It's not like we get earthquakes or hurricanes or tornadoes. But one of the best reasons to live in our area, there weren't dangerous animals that were going to kill you.
Vicious.
Yeah, that's right. That last one, we got to talk about.
Okay.
Because the last few weeks, there have been some uneasy folks noticing certain animals that all of a sudden seem to be more prominent.
So there have been sightings of this thing.
Well, no, I'm talking about other animals. Right. That's before we tell you what now seems to be making a home, or at least a comeback of a home.
Wow, making a comeback.
In the state of New York.
What's going on?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, I am going to read you the headline from an article in the Democrat Chronicle over the weekend.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Rattlesnakes are a part of New York's wildlife scene.
So I've heard this before, but I didn't think it was this far up.
Okay.
I thought it was closer to like a little bit more, I would say like down like by Poughkeepsie and like that area where they don't get as harsh a winter as we have here.
Okay, so you're kind of correct.
And I know they've been spotted in Letchworth.
Okay, so kind of correct there. Okay, what is it with you? Are you trying to sound like sincere, serious?
You know, listen, man, I'm from the South, snake country.
So this article, and it's very long and interesting, talks about how in the 1700s, rattlers were way more common in the state of New York than you would have thought.
Yeah, we ate them all.
Turns out they're still around. In fact, there are some of them in our area. So according to the SUNY College of Environmental Forestry, ever heard of it?
No.
Because I had neither. Okay. Three kinds of poisonous snakes that live in the state of New York.
Okay.
Two of them that live around us. The timber rattler snake can be found in small populations in the southern tier, but within our listening area.
Yeah.
That's a rattler, buddy.
That's a straight-up rattler.
It's got a big-ass wide head with diamond pattern on it. But the one that sounds like it's closest to us, and I believe I'm saying this right, the Mississauga.
Oh, the Mississauga.
Mississauga.
He usually hangs out at the casino. He's down a couple of points.
That's why he's pissed off, buddy.
Yeah.
So I've never heard of the snake before, have you?
No.
Okay. They can be found in wetlands west of the greater Rochester area.
Okay.
They are listed as endangered.
Oh, good.
But apparently, there are sightings
every year. Oh, they're making a comeback.
There are sightings, yes. Mm. So do you know how to deal with snakes?
Yeah. I mean, usually snakes go the other way.
They do.
So when I lived my house in Webster, it was full of them.
But those are like garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually, like, if you saw them, they just either laid there or they just went the other way.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, unless you, I always figure if you hear the rattle, it's too late.
No, I don't think that's the, what? Don't say these things.
No, that's like a warning.
Yeah, but it's a warning that I'm about
direction.
To bite your ass. And so, you ever heard of this guy, Reptile Guy?
That's literally his name, Reptile Guy.
That's his name.
Okay.
His business is he has all these reptiles. He takes them and shows them to kids at school.
And he had to do that because his mother named him Reptile Guy.
Yeah,
is that his name? Yeah, that's his name.
It was his birthright. So he came into the studio on the old show, and he brought in a 6-foot rattlesnake. And it was in a, it was almost like in a Tupperware-looking thing, like a storage container.
Okay.
So he brings it out, and he's got it on that little holder thing, and he holds a white balloon out for it because it'll think it's a mouse.
Oh.
And that thing hit that balloon so fast, I was amazed. Like there's no way a human being can move that fast.
Okay.
Like, you could be, what's his name, Usain Bolt?
Usain.
He ain't outrunning that thing. So you hear the rattler, just give it up.
No,
go to the doctor.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
What are you doing?
Look. Now you're scaring people. And I don't want to scare people. I just wanted to share the fact that I didn't know this was a thing.
You just got fang bang, brother.
Worst Dracula porn ever.
Bang bang, brother.
Look.
What?
Here's what concerns me.
What?
All right?
Yeah, getting bit.
No, well, Learning about how to deal with snakes is not something you know growing up in the greater Rochester area. Because I'll be honest with you, and Kimmy, I think you're with me on this.
Yeah.
I had no idea poisonous snakes were even in the state of New York.
Nope. Yeah.
Until that article popped up.
You always think it's too cold.
I didn't think like many reptiles in general were here.
Mm. Yeah, other than the one that sits with us every day.
Frogs and amphibian.
So again, we're not trying to scare people. I want to be clear.
It is.
Did you just hear this?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, scientist.
You should know.
By the way, that wasn't even a profound thing. I was going to blow past it because she's right.
It's the same thing. It's slimy.
So before everyone freaks out, the State Department of Environmental Conservation says there hasn't been a death due to a rattlesnake bite in the state of New York in, and I quote, many decades.
So like the 1800s.
Okay. No, decades.
Yeah.
Not centuries. 1800s. Okay. So it's not like you got to check your Wegmans card for one before you go to the store. Mm. But I'm not going to lie. The idea that there could be some snake that could hurt me that I accidentally step on isn't the most calming of thoughts.
Sure. Well, it's good to know because just out of like the random chance that you do run into one of these snakes, I would think, we don't have any dangerous snakes here. It's probably fine. I'll walk right past it.
That's what I would have thought, too.
I just wouldn't have ever thought that it was an actual rattlesnake here.
226,000 article in the DNC over the weekend talks about how it turns out there are poisonous snakes in the state of New York, and two of them that are in our listening area. The timber rattlesnake has a small population in the southern tier. The Mississauga.
Goddamn 35 foot long.
That's the one that's closest to where we are right now.
She won't need a rocket chair.
They can be found in the wetlands west of the greater Rochester area.
By the way, where are the wetlands?
I don't know.
Right. You grew up here. Can you tell me where the wetlands are?
I would assume it's probably near the lake.
Where it's wet?
Yeah, I mean, it makes the most
sense. So is the whole lake got snakes in it?
I don't know.
The lake does have snakes in it. I don't know if those are poisonous or not.
Oh, they might actually be amphibians.
No, that's
amphibious snakes.
It's a reptile. Why are you so caught up on the fact that she was absolutely correct?
Because she's so snotty.
It's a basic knowledge.
Just
basic knowledge.
Know.
Okay. 226,000. Let's talk to Tom. He's on CMF. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Tom. Oh, my God.
Snake got him.
He got him.
Bit his tongue.
He heard the rattle. And then, Tommy, you there? Tommy, you there? Let's put Tom back on
Tommy,
hold.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Talk to Barber. He's on CMF. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Byron Burgeon Swamp. That's where you find the Mississauga.
All right, yo, Byron Burgeon Swamp. That's full of snakes. She was 35-footer.
They cost 35 cents a piece.
All right, so, Barber, are you from that area?
Gotta hope so.
I'm in Irondequoit, but we have, there's Rattlesnake Point is right on the Genesee River north of Seneca Park Zoo.
Wait, hold on. There was a place called Rattlesnake Point, and we didn't know there were rattlesnakes here?
Yeah, it's just, if you take that trail that goes from the zoo up to the O'Rourke Bridge along the river,
yeah,
where the point where you're across from where the you know how that dinner boat would go and makes that turn around where that big basin on the river at the bottom of Boxart Ave, right across on the Irondequoit side, it's called Rattlesnake Point because there's rattlesnakes, you know, back in the day along the Genesee River.
Bust a lot of good men out there.
But you should be more afraid. Most big waterways, they're just talking about rattlers. How about the water moccasins?
I knew those. We had those in Florida.
We got them in New York, too.
We do?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Can they hurt you?
Yeah, they're deadly.
But the one that people were talking about, the copperheads, those are the ones that are down in the Hudson, like Poughkeepsie area down
there. Copperhead.
Just stop saying snake names in an old
goddamn
man
copper. Price of copper went up anyway.
All right, well, Barbara, thanks for making me more nervous.
Copperheads are more cheaper than silverheads.
Okay, bye, Barbara. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Barbara. This old man voice now.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we do have some, but they can't be much, because like you say, you never hear anybody getting bit. I mean, every time somebody gets bit by something, we hear about it. Fox, right?
Yeah.
Coyote.
Yeah.
You never hear snake.
Unless it's like, oh, that guy just died foaming at the mouth for no reason. Pack him up and send him home. No, you're right.
But also, like, how many people are going to mess with a snake no matter what kind of snake you think it is? Like, if I see a snake, I'm running in the opposite direction.
No, but to your point, like, okay, we have snakes in our yard all the time, right? I just assume that every snake I would have come across in New York wasn't poisonous.
Yeah,
but you still don't go near it, do you?
No, it never bothers me. Like,
they just go the other way.
It kind of creeps me out.
They don't want anything to do with you.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I would not have thought.
It's poisonous.
Yes, and if I would keep walking by it, let's say I pissed it off, like I said something wrong.
Like, the other thing I'd be afraid of is if it bit like your dog or something, or the kids, you know, when they run around outside. That's my bigger fear would be.
Okay, again, like, you just keep making the fear worse and worse.
I would just have this fear, like, I look out the window, my wife is fighting a rattlesnake away from the dog, and it looks like a duel to the death, you know?
Do 6,000. The more we talk, the more we learn. There are poisonous snakes around us.
Water moccasin.
Which I didn't think that was a thing we ever had to think about. Thank God we have experts that listen to the break room. Ken, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Yeah, first of all, we have 17 different species.
All right, Ken, hold on. Before you start getting technical, I need to know your snake credentials, buddy. Mm.
Okay. I do reptile educational shows on the side. I have for over almost 20 years.
All right, Ken, hold on.
Are you a reptile guy?
No, that's Scott and his dad. And I do shows similar to theirs. I bring an alligator. I bring snakes. I bring all different kinds of reptiles.
Okay, but Ken, I have a very important question, Ken. Very, very important.
Mm, sure.
Okay. Do you have an educational background, or did you just buy an alligator and start bringing it places?
No, I don't just buy an alligator and bring it. You have to study up on these things and know what you're doing.
I thought that was
a
valid question.
I've raised them all my life.
He went to the University of Florida to study gators.
No. Okay, Ken, go on. I'm sorry, buddy.
And the study of them is called herpetology, by the way.
Couldn't live without that. Thank you for including that piece of information.
Well, the snakes that we do have 17 different species in New York State alone of snakes, three of which are venomous, which you mentioned. And it's, you know, the copperhead, like your previous caller said, is down around the Hudson-Poughkeepsie area. The Mississauga is also located up around here, as far, like they said, in Bergen and Letchworth.
But he knows where to get cheap cigarettes.
And the timber rattler snake is found in Letchworth Park as well. But the timbers are also found in mountainous regions because they like the side of mountains.
Oh, so Tommy's chest. Sun.
Yeah. The reason why you don't hear a lot about them is they are pretty hard to come by. I mean, as far as seeing them, they're timid. They're more, you know, secluded.
A little sissy snake.
They're not in great numbers is that we know of. And if you go to Letchworth State Park, say you come across a rattlesnake, the reasons why they rattle is because they want to warn you. They don't strike at you right away.
They're trying to be like, nice, man.
Don't make me do this, man!
But it's too late when you hear the rattle, right?
No.
They're
dead,
no,
man. They're dead, man.
The rattle is a warning that was developed over millions of years because they were out in the prairie animals like, you know, buffaloes and stuff could step on them. So they wanted a warning. So they developed a rattle, which is actually modified scales at the end of the tail that rattle to make that buzzing sound.
All right. This man sounds like a legitimate herpetologist.
Yeah, yeah. How many times you been bit?
How many times? Lots of snakes, but not venomous.
All right, good.
So you're not that good at your job.
As far as envenomating you.
I'm sorry, go on. Go.
As far as envenomating you, okay, they rattle. They try to give you an option to back up. Usually you will stand still and you would back up from where you came from.
Okay.
Back up.
If the rattle, you give it a snake a way out, they will more than likely want to leave.
Do I have to show them that? Do you have to point out the exits like I'm on an like a JetBlue flight?
Funny, Tom. If they do strike at you now, this is something a lot of people don't know.
Right.
They can strike at you to bluff you a few times where they're not going to try to bite you. And even if they do bite you, they can choose to envenomate you or not. They can give you what's called a dry bite. So every time you
I think I gave Pat's mom one last night.
When you get bit, doesn't mean that you've been envenomated all the time. So you know you have to go to the hospital anyways and check it out and all that. But
are you supposed to pee on it, right?
That's a jellyfish. No. You're not supposed to do that either.
Wait, Kat.
I think you're supposed to pee on it.
What kind of weird fetish are you into, man?
Buddy,
I got bit again.
How fast is it going to affect me? Like, do I have to go ace? Like, am I on a time?
What, are you going
to
stop at Chipotle first?
No, but let's say you're far away from a hospital.
You're
like,
dead.
How long do I have to?
No, you have time unless you are allergic to its venom. If you're allergic, you can go in anaphylactic shock, and then you could die. But if you get envenomated with any of the venomous snakes we have here in New York State, copperhead being the least venomous, the timber is the most because it's one of the larger and has a little bit of a larger yield of venom that comes out of it. But even then, you have time to go to the hospital. And like you said, death by a timber rattler is very rare. Usually if you get the medical treatment you're fine.
All right,
Ken,
I appreciate all the information. Yeah. We're late. We got to go, but thank you for the call. Did he have to keep saying envenomated? Like, we got it, right? Like, he was just doing it to
envenomated. He's a professional.
No,
I didn't know that was a word. No, that's just like something I would say. I got envenomated.
No, but like, here's the thing, though. Mm. Ken sounded like he knew what he was talking about, but we are just answering a phone call.
True.
Right? Like, this could be
somebody... we didn't check his credentials.
Yeah, like, you bluff all the time about stupid things.
Yeah, but I can't bluff. Like, that was a pretty long bluff. Full of numbers and stuff.
Bro, you went on for 20 minutes that Gale Sayers was in the movie Roots.
Yeah. God, he could act.
Shut up. Shut up. Did 6,000 talking about the story in the DNC over the weekend. There are poisonous snakes in the state of New York, which was news to me and Kimmy. Tommy's like, oh, yeah, I knew that.
A lot of wigglers out there.
Two of them near our area. Turns out there's a place called Rattlesnake Point.
Yeah.
That we didn't know about in Rhonda quite. We'll take one more call before we move on. 226,000 because, you know, Ken, expert.
Yes.
Seems like everyone thinks they're an
reptile
expert.
Handler.
Jamie's got the last word on CMF. How are you, Jamie?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing
today? Oh, he's got a southern accent. He knows what he's talking about. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, sir. I'm from Tennessee originally. I lived in Geneva for 18 years.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you there, the guy that called about the water moccasins being venomous, he's wrong. We don't have venomous water snakes in New York State. We have regular water snakes. In Tennessee and in Florida, Tommy should know.
Yeah, the moccasins are deadly.
He's an expert on everything, as we all know.
So,
he should know that there are cottonmouths down there. And those are venomous water snakes. And you don't want to get into a nest of those when they're breeding because they will tear you up.
Tear you up.
Oh, man. All right. So if I've ever done
you'd be envenomated by a horny snake.
Yeah, we don't want that because we don't want that to rub off on Tommy. We don't need the little horny Tommy running around.
All right.
Had a half snake kid.
Jamie, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you have a good day.
All right, here goes something, Jamie.
I don't know why, even though he didn't use any of the same terminology as Ken, I'll take Jamie's word over Ken.
Oh, yeah. Anytime a Southerner wants to tell me about wildlife, I listen.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. You're absolutely right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.